Eliezer Eben Avraham so desperately wanted to be part of the family of Avraham Avinu. And he wanted nothing more than his daughter to marry the great Yitzchak Avinu. And his dreams were crushed when Avraham charged Eliezer with a mission of finding a wife for Yitzchak, and it was not going to be the daughter of Eliezer. Even then, Eliezer's hopes remained alive. Eliezer truly believed and he truly hoped that his mission would fail, leaving Yitzchak Avinu no choice but to marry the daughter of Eliezer. But Avram spoke to Eliezer. He spoke to him straight, explaining that Yitzchak can simply not marry anyone from the family of Eliezer. He explained that Eliezer's descendants are from a people that are cursed. Eliezer was a descendant of Canaan, and Canaan was cursed by his father Noach. The pasuk tells us, "Arur Canaan and Eved Avodim Yelachiv," that Canaan should be cursed, and he should serve as a slave for his brothers. And so the family of Canaan was all Arur, and that meant that Eliezer was Arur. And an Arur cannot marry a family of Baruch, a Bracha, of Avram. This was the fate of Eliezer. Eventually, however, Eliezer's persistence paid off. Perhaps not immediately, but ultimately the curse was broken. Where do we see that the curse was broken? How was the curse broken? Often in life, Geula and Yeshua, salvation, redemption, come from the least likely people and at the least likely time. You see, when Eliezer arrived at the entrance of Rivka's home, he was greeted warmly and graciously by an individual who was acting extremely, incredibly, out of character. Lavan answered the door. This was not the nature of Lavan to be warm and gracious. But excited by the gold, the silver, and the jewelry, an adrenaline-pumped Lavan answered the door with zeal, excitement, warmth, bestowing blessing upon his guest standing outside. The result? Eliezer is greeted with the word, Bo Baruch Hashem. Eliezer receives his blessing. Eliezer is no longer cursed. Lavan was the unlikely person. And the unlikely moment was that event when Yitzchak was being engaged to another woman, when Eliezer watched his dreams come crashing down in front of him. And yet, at that unlikely moment, by that unlikely individual, he walked away blessed. He was now considered benched. The Medrash adds some much needed background to the story. Because frankly, since when does Lavan start talking with the words Baruch Hashem? The Medrash explains that Lavan thought that Eliezer was actually Avram. Apparently, explains the Medrash, Eliezer resembled his master Avram. So, when Lavan opened the door, he thought that he was greeting the great tzaddik, Avram Avinu. And naturally, in the presence of greatness, the words Baruch Hashem float off his lips. The Medrash explains more though. How did Eliezer resemble Avram? They weren't related. They didn't share the same gene pool, the same DNA. So was it by coincidence that the servant of Avram looked like the master? Unlikely. So how did Eliezer resemble the great tzaddik Avram? So the Medrash explains that the reason Eliezer was zoche to go from Arur to Baruch was because he served Avram with such loyalty and devotion. His unbreakable dedication and commitment to Avram Avinu was the key to his redemption. Over time, Eliezer began to come closer to Avram and eventually resemble Avram. His way of speech, his body language, his mannerisms shaped Eliezer in a way that had him transform into an image or resemblance of Avram Avinu. What we have here is the result of hard work and consistency. And with that, Eliezer breaks the curse. Because he wanted to connect to Avram Avinu, he was zocha to the bracha. He undid the arur. But isn't it too late? Yitzchak is already engaged to Rivka Imenu. So the bracha, it's too late to be married into the family of Avram. Where does that leave Eliezer? Eliezer may look like Avram, but he wasn't zocha to be eternally connected to his tzaddik of a master. Where are the real fruit of his labor? When does the real bracha come to fruition? So the Bnei Yisrael explains in his Igret Dekala the following idea based on the Arizal. Kalei ben Yefune was a Gilgal of Eliezer. This is what it means in the description of Kalev, that Ruach Acheres Hayabo. He had a different Ruach, a different spirit. He was carrying the Ruach of Eliezer, it means. And this is why when the Meraglim entered into Eretz Yisrael, Kalev decided to daven by the Avos in Chevron, specifically Avram Avinu. Aside from the fact that Avram made the original kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, and it was appropriate to daven by his kever, Kalev felt a connection. He felt a pull. He felt an urge to daven by Avram. Because in reality, Kalev was from the Shorish of Eliezer, the loyal servant to Avram. And that is why, of course, the city of Chevron was given to Kalev, because of this connection. And that's how Eliezer zocha to the bracha of being part of Avram's family through Kalev, by living in Chevron. The Bnei Sazchar adds a nice remez. The words used by the Torah to describe Kalev's journey to Chevron are Vayavo ad Chevron, and he came to Chevron. The gematria of the words ad Chevron plus the two words, makolel of two words, is 342. There's the same exact gematria as Zehu Eliezer. Now, Kalev goes on to marry the great Miriam Hanaviah, the great Tzadekes. They have a child, Chur. And the Arizal writes that Chur was a Gilgal of Nachor. Who was Nachor? Nachor was the brother of Avram. So Nachor embraced Avodah Zarah. Chur stood up against Avodah Zarah. Chazal teaches that Chur was killed in the attempt to sabotage the creation of the Egal Zav, the ultimate expression of Avodah Zarah. So Chur fixed Nachor. But be it as it may, we see that the birth of Chor, the neshama of Nachor, the brother of Avram, underscores, as born to Eliezer and Kalev, underscores the great connection between the neshama of Eliezer and the neshama of Avram Avinu. Now the idea might be a complex, but the message is clear. Resilience, perseverance, endurance, and strength of Torah concepts will prevail. Eliezer's will to connect to a tzaddik was incredible, and his efforts paid off. So we should be zocha to see the salvation and the redemption that we will for with the coming of Mashiach and the Bi'az Gol Tzedek Meher Yameinu. Amen, amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.